Una cumbia poderosa suena, suena por el aire. Una cumbia poderosa suena, suena por el aire.
Well, that doesn't sound like the show theme. Last Friday, people were dancing and the music was blasting down in Tucson at a cumbia summit, and it's all happening again tonight. And for more, we're joined by the show's Lauren Gilger. Lauren, stop dancing. Good morning.
I was dancing. Okay, so this summit is called El Tambo Fest, and it's in its second year. Tonight, there will be DJs from both coasts and a cumbia band from Mexico. The event was organized by Logan Phillips, a.k.a. DJ Dirty Verbs. He is a DJ from Tucson, and I asked him first to explain for us all what exactly cumbia is.
Cumbia is such a beautiful music because you don't really have to know much about it to be able to enjoy it. It's kind of, whenever anyone asks me what cumbia is, it's the ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch, this kind of four on the floor rhythm with this, the güiro or the guacharaca on top of it that kind of adds this beautiful swing. Cumbia is a music that originally comes from the north coast of Colombia, and it's a really beautiful mix of really las tres culturas, the three cultures of Latin America. It's got the percussive elements from Africa, it's got some of the indigenous instrumentation as well, and the flutes and the way that it's put together, and then it's sung in Spanish. And so really, to me, it's kind of the lengua franca of Latin America, because every country and every region, all the way from, you know, Tierra de Fuego in Argentina all the way to Arizona, we all have our own variations.
And so El Tambo Fest, you've been putting this on for a couple of years now, since 2013. Tell us kind of where this came from and what made you want to put this together.
El Tambo Fest was born of far sickness. I just moved back to Arizona from Mexico City, where I had been living for 5 years. And it is there that I had begun really performing more professionally with theater and also DJing after parties. And coming back to Arizona, I was just missing so much the rhythms that I loved and was kind of immersed in Mexico City. And so El Tambo, which it comes from the word tambor or drum, was started in 2013 just as a small Thursday night kind of weekly party, and then just continued to grow and continued to grow. And at this point, I'm joined by three other DJs, DJ Toltec, DJ Q, and Humble Lioness. And the four of us now are a collective. And this is the second year that we've taken our concept kind of to the biggest, deepest level possible with El Tambo Fest.
Yeah. So last week you did night one of this fest and it was all about cumbia. And tonight you're going to be doing something more focused on tropical music. Can you tell us a little bit about what's coming up tonight?
Yeah, so, you know, tropical is kind of a catch-all title that can be used to talk about a lot of the really interesting urban production happening in music today, you know, with really led by Latinx DJs and producers, as well as lots of women who are at the forefront of the women movement, and Afro-descendiente, or folks with of African descent, Latin American folks who are also kind of really examining the really interesting ways in which diaspora and tradition intersects with kind of modern club music.
Nada controla mi corazón, ya mi let mi amor me robó el corazón. Man, es mi grande, mi dolor. Mi amor, ya mi let se marchó. Mi amor, ya mi let se marchó.
What do you want people to get out of this? I mean, other than the music itself, it sounds like you're trying to say something about the diaspora and about Latin culture and the way it spread.
Yeah, you know, I think it is really elemental here in southern Arizona. Tucson in the Santa Cruz River Basin has always been a place of crossing. It has always been a cultural meeting place from long before the Spanish contact. You know, this has been a place where folks have crossed north to south, east to west. And I think that's kind of in our blood here and in our land. And so we see the dance floor as a place not just for individual revelry or revelry with kind of our closest social circles, but I think also we see the dance floor as un punto de encuentro, you know, a meeting place of cultures and of people. And we believe that through celebrating this music, we can really understand our region as a place without walls, and a place that is a place of unity rather than a place of division and scapegoating.
Yeah, you mentioned the women who will be involved in this. This is also including artists and people of color, the LGBTQ community. Tell me a little bit about how diverse you would like this to be and what you're trying to say there.
Well, I think it's, you know, being really cognizant about the ways in which exclusion and patriarchy have functioned in club music and in promoting kind of as default for a very long time. And being really conscious about being in the position of, you know, organizing a festival or convening folks, it's about doing more, right, and looking deeper. And so we really are excited to have Riobamba, who's her, it's her second time here at El Tambo Fest, and DJ Bembona and Ruby, not to mention Dave Nada and Chaboy. These are all folks who are really looking at music in a way of social change and social justice. And I think that, you know, in this current climate, it's really kind of on each of us to kind of do that more, you know, and to look at doing things better and in a more inclusive way.
Yeah. So let's end by talking a little bit more about the music. So cumbia, I know, is a genre that is sort of evolving a lot and like sounds different in different places, but is all sort of coming from the same roots. Is there a song that you can describe that you can take us out on that kind of epitomizes this for us?
Well, you know, I think that there's a really cool cross section represented in the artists who are present at night one of El Tambo Fest. And just personally, Soñador by the group Frontera Bugalú from El Paso and Texas and Juarez, Mexico, is really just one of those songs that's kind of like joyous and embodies a lot of the things that I love about cumbia, that it can be joyous and be a lament at the same time. And we live in an interesting moment, right? Because reggaeton rhythms and cumbia rhythms are really becoming commonplace in all pop music, right? You have Drake using kind of the syncopated reggaeton type rhythms in his music, and it crossing over a lot, where you see really mainstream kind of label promoted Latin artists using the kind of the reggaeton rhythm, which started very much as a people's music in Puerto Rico and Panama. And so it's cool to see how folks now can understand and can connect. And as a DJ, it's all about that storytelling piece, being able to drop something like Drake that many people would recognize, and then flip that into some of the more roots sort of rhythms, be that in reggaeton or cumbia. And those two, just as genres, rhyme and mix really well together as well.
That's Logan Phillips, a.k.a. DJ Dirty Verbs. Thanks so much for the time.
Hey, I appreciate it.